Addressing a crowd packed tightly into a school cafeteria, Senator Marco Rubio said something he's come back to time and again on the trail in New Hampshire.
Look, I said this last night. I am going to say this every chance that I get. Barack Obama is trying to change America. He wants to make us more like the rest of the world. I don't want to be like the rest of the world. I want to be the United States.
Yes, that is a version of what Rubio said three times in a row during Saturday night's GOP debate, the line New Jersey Governor Chris Christie called memorized, canned Washington speak. But here in Bedford, Rubio said he'll keep saying that line because it's what he believes. While lots of folks in the audience nodded along to Rubio like they were listening to a favorite song, others, like Doris Lotz, were just seeing Rubio for the first time Sunday. Lotz caught the debate, including Christie's criticisms.
I think it uncovered his inexperience, because you can't be rattled. We're picking a leader for our nation here. And, you know, you don't want to see him get rattled.
0704. Marco Rubio is running for president to expand.
Earlier this weekend, hundreds of people whose minds are made up for Rubio poured into New Hampshire and through the doors of his headquarters to offer up their energy. 16-year-old Mike Brodo has been showing up at 7 in the morning on the weekends, driving an hour and a half back and forth from Massachusetts to make phone calls for Rubio.
It's my passion because I believe in the future. I think America is the greatest country in the world, and I think we can continue to be that with new conservative leadership.
Kathy Bovey of Londonderry says she's known for a long time that Rubio was her guy.
He just hit me right in the gut. I knew it. It's just, he has to win.
That kind of emotion Bovey's talking about, it may be what some Granite Staters are still holding out for before they head to the polls tomorrow. Natasha Haverty, NHPR News.